here on Sunny 101.3. Tonight we have the boys D1 sub-district finals, the Johnson Brock Eagles hosting the Pawnee City Indians. I'm Randy Gatula. I'll be your play-by-play announcer for tonight's broadcast. Very pleased to have alongside me tonight Johnson Brock Strive TV student here, Aubrey Critchfield. Aubrey, good evening.
Good evening.
Glad to have you along with us. Aubrey's going to be working as our color commentator tonight, and we're very happy to have her with us. We're a couple of minutes away from the opening tip-off here, so we're going to step aside and take a two-minute timeout. Then we'll come back and look at the starting lineups for tonight's game. That's what's coming up. You're listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
Student-athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the court. Midland Genetics understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Midland Genetics build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and in-season strategy. Midland Genetics grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality seeds and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska soil type. Contact area specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Midland Genetics will help you win on the field. Call Todd Haring with Midland Genetics today.
I'm Chris Picorni, RN, and manager of the Cardiac Rehab Department at Community Medical Center, Falls City. With 26 years of experience, I'm still amazed when a patient begins the recovery process following heart problems or surgery. They're unsure and nervous, but finish strong and confident. Our experienced rehab staff considers it a privilege to assist with your healing process by promoting lifestyle changes with diet, exercise, and education. Our mission? Getting you back to a healthy and happy life. We're Community Medical Center, every day making a difference.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Welcome to US Cellular, where new and current customers choose any phone they want for free.
Free? Even the one with 5G and lots of storage?
Free.
And the one with the latest everything?
Free.
At US Cellular, any phone you see is free, whether you're a new or current customer. US Cellular, America's locally grown wireless. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
For US Cellular, go to A1 Cellular in Auburn, Nebraska.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Hey, welcome you back to Johnson Brock High School. The Johnson Brock Eagles, the Pawnee City Indians, getting set to do battle. We're just moments away from the tip-off. We're going to have our national anthem performed here first, and then we'll look at the starting lineups, and then we'll be ready to get underway here from Johnson Brock High School. My name is Randy Gatula. I'll be your play-by-play announcer. Aubrey Critchfield, seated alongside tonight. Glad to have her with us. Appears we're going right to our national anthem, so we're going to step aside for another 1 minute break. We're going to send it back to Logan Carpenter for a 60-second timeout. Then we'll be back with those starting lineups here on Sunny 101.3.
Highland Community College Western Center in Baileyville is hosting their first career fair Thursday, March 2nd from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Over 35 businesses and organizations have registered and will be offering a variety of jobs and services. The event is open to the public, so stop in and check out career opportunities in our local area. With Highland Community College, you're always close to home and far from debt. Don't miss the first annual career fair at the HCC Western Center in Baileyville, Kansas, this Thursday, March 2nd from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Open to the public.
Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holdman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holdman's has them. See Ben or Janice Holdman at Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holdman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at holmanford.com.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Falls City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Falls City, Nebraska.
February is Heart Month.
So here are some tips from Nemaha County Hospital to live a heart-healthy life. Be active. Eat a heart-healthy diet. Limit alcohol intake. Maintain a healthy weight. Manage stress. And keep cholesterol and blood pressure under control. Taking care of your heart is one of the most important things you can do for yourself. Nemaha County Hospital, providing you with quality care every time.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
And you joined us for the final bars of our national anthem being performed here tonight. As we get ready to move into high school basketball action, the colors being presented tonight by Johnson's American Legion Post, Bender Reese Post 330, presenting the colors and doing a fine job out here. Moment of silence as they leave the floor and retire the colors. And now we're ready to move into basketball action. Let's take a look at the starting lineup. First of all, for the Pawnee City Indians, they'll go with Justin Pierce. Pierce is a 5'8 junior. Drew Menega, 6'1 and a sophomore. Anthony Kling. Kling is a 5'11 sophomore. Had a big night Tuesday night. He scored 17 against Weeping Water. Jet Farwell, a sophomore at 5'9". He had 25 points against Weeping Water. And Joseph Martini, a 6'1 senior, rounds out the starting five for Coach Hadley Sikora. The Indians come into tonight's game with a record of 13-8 on the season. Now the starting lineup for your Johnson-Brock Eagles. They'll go with Sloan Pelican. Pelican, 5'8 and a junior. Camden Dollinghouse. Dollinghouse, a 6'1 sophomore. Kason Dollinghouse, a sophomore at 6'1. Nick Perriott. Perriott, 6'3 and a senior. And Leighton Behrens is a 6-foot junior to round out their starting five. A big night for Brody Kaler, just a freshman. He actually came off the bench and led the Eagles in the game Tuesday night. He had 7 3-pointers and finished with 21 points in the ball game. All right, we're ready to get underway. Stepping into the center circle for Pawnee City, Anthony Kling. He'll jump it up against Nick Perriott. Class D1 boys sub-district basketball tonight on Sunny 101.3. The official steps into the center circle, and here's the tip, controlled by the Eagles. With the basketball, Camden Dollinghouse will come down and set the offense. To the left elbow to Sloan Pelican. Pelican dribbles to the top of the key across court. Here's Perriott for three, up and good. And a quick three-pointer by Nick Perriott to open the scoring. Johnson Brock jumps out to a 3-0 lead in the opening seconds. Pawnee City's basketball. That's Drew Menega to the near side. Martini. Martini into Anthony Kling. He forces up a shot that won't go. Rebound is going to be pulled down by Camden Dollinghouse. Dollinghouse down court with the basketball at the top of the key to the left elbow. Finds Nick Perriott inside the paint. Turnaround. Move to the basket. Nothing there. Here's Sloan Pelican for three. Got it. So Johnson Brock starts out with a couple of quick threes, and they jump out to a 6-0 lead in the ballgame. 7-12 to play here in the first quarter. Pawnee City's basketball. Kling to Martini for three from the corner. He got one. Joseph Martini nails a three from deep in the corner on the right side, and Pawnee City enters with a tray of their own. With the basketball is Kason Dollinghouse for Johnson Brock to set the offense. Gives up to Pelican, top of the key to the right side, Nick Perriott. Perriott gets inside the paint. Here's a little floater in the lane, up and good by Leighton Behrens. 8-3 our score. Johnson Brock with the early lead. Pawnee City down in a hurry. On the dribble into forecourt comes Jet Farwell to the right side. That's Justin Pierce for the basketball. Pierce goes to Martini. He looks for the cut man through the lane. Nothing there. Back to Kling it comes. Across court pass. Menega for three. Left wing. It's short off the front of the rim. A battle for the loose rebound. A whistle. And we're going to have a foul called on the baseline. We'll wait and see who the foul's on. They'll be putting it up here in just a moment for us. 6:25 to go here in the first quarter. 8-3 your score. They're not posting it yet for us. We'll get that as soon as they put it up. They'll inbound it on the baseline. Go ahead.
And that foul was on number 30, Leighton Behrens. His first team foul and first personal foul of the half.
Very good. That's Aubrey Critchfield, our color girl, helping out tonight here from Johnson Brock High School. 8-3 your score. Johnson Brock with the lead. 6:20 to go in the first quarter. Eagles basketball. Driving is Dollinghouse. A whistle, and we're going to have another foul inside the lane. This time it'll be a shooting foul. Dollinghouse will be at the line to shoot two. That foul called on Pawnee City.
The foul was on Drew Menega, First personal foul and first team foul.
At the free throw line, Dollinghouse. First one is up and good. That's Kaysen Dollinghouse shooting the free throw. He'll have a second shot coming. Again, Kaysen Dollinghouse takes aim. Second free throw is up, and it's good also. He got them both. And very quickly, Johnson Brock has jumped out to a 10-3 lead. Indians need a bucket this trip down. Pawnee City looking for some offense. Farwell on the right side of the lane. Gives to Anthony Kling. Kling tries to drive into the paint. Has the ball stolen away. Nick Perriott on the fast break. Takes it all the way in for the driving layup. No, a whistle and an offensive foul is going to be called. Nick Perriott's going to get called for the foul, I believe.
That foul was indeed on Nick Perriott, being his first personal foul and his second team foul.
Pawnee City basketball back the other direction. Farwell. Oh, he was looking for Pierce here on the right elbow. Justin Pierce didn't see the pass coming. The ball goes out of bounds. It'll be a turnover for the Indians. Johnson Bronco gets the basketball right back. Sloan Pelican to inbound it. Pelican with the inbound pass to Camden Dollinghouse. Camden to the left elbow, again to Perriott. Perriott bounce pass in the paint, out to Sloan Pelican. Free throw line, Pelican with a spin move. Got the ball, got away from him. It's loose. Stolen up, fast break, Justin Pierce. Driving layup up and good. Pierce did a good job of getting behind the defense. Took the pass from Anthony Kling. Laid it in for his first 2 points. It's 10-5, Pawnee City back within five. This is Sloan Pelican with the basketball. Bounce pass to the right side to Dollinghouse. Kaysen Dollinghouse to Camden Dollinghouse in the paint. Camden with a floater up and off, no good. Pierce with the rebound. Justin Pierce. Here comes Pawnee City on the attack. Indians into forecourt to the left wing. It goes to Meniga. Meniga gives it back up top again to Jet Farwell. Inside the paint, there's Farwell with the ball, and a blocking foul is going to be called on Johnson Brock. Johnson Brock will be called for that one.
That was foul on Nick Perriott, being his second team foul, third team foul, but second personal foul.
And it'll be Pawnee City's basketball. Justin Pierce to inbound it on the baseline. Left side of his own basket to toss it in. Pierce into the corner. Gets it to Kling. Anthony Kling works the right-handed dribble to the top of the key. Gives up to Meniga on the near side. Back it goes to Farwell. Farwell dribbles into traffic. Tries to go up with a shot. He'll be called for traveling. Good job defensively by Johnson Brock to prevent Jet Farwell from getting to the bucket. That's been a lot of success for Pawnee City. They've got a dynamic duo here, these pair of sophomores, Kling and Farwell. Now Johnson Brock on the attack. Here's a fall-away jump shot in the corner, right side, up and good. Getting the shot from the corner, the freshman Brody Kaler, who just checked into the lineup. We said Brody had a big night Tuesday night, 22 points with 7 threes in that game. Here's Martini with the basketball, Pawnee City trying to get, oh, nice feed. Martini fed the ball in. He was looking for Anthony Kling. Kling just couldn't find the handle on it. Boy, they had the right idea. The ball got away from Kling and went out of bounds. It'll be a turnover and give the ball back to the Johnson Brock Eagles. Johnson Brock with the basketball on the right side. There's Kaler for three. Got it. Brody Kaler trying to pick up where he left off. With those 7 threes Tuesday night, that's his first three of the night. He's got 5. Here's Justin Pierce with the ball. Pierce into the corner. Meniga for 3. Baseline left side. It's up. Bounces around. Doesn't go. A battle for the rebound. Pulled down by Camden Dollinghouse. Camden Dollinghouse across to Sloan Pelican. Long 3. Pelican short off the front of the rim. Martini with the rebound. Outlet pass to Kling. They've got Pierce down court leading Meniga. Meniga saves it out of bounds. Gets it back into Justin Pierce. The ball stolen away by Sloan Pelican. Pelican has it tipped away from him. Meniga grabs the ball up. Now a reach-in foul is going to be called on Pawnee City. That foul is going to be on the Indians.
The foul was on Justin Pierce, being his first team foul and second team foul, but first personal foul.
Going to have a timeout taken on the floor by Pawnee City.
And we'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays and low tuition.
Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
You two Missoula. Aubrey Critchfield back with you at Johnson Brock High School. 3 minutes, 43 seconds to play here in the first period. Johnson Brock has jumped out to a 10-point lead, 15-5, and Pawnee City's coach Hadley Sikora wisely took a timeout here. Coach Sikora trying to settle his kids down here and maybe limit some of the damage here as they're already down 10, and Johnson Brock has the basketball. This game coming in the D1 sub-district finals here at Johnson Brock High School. Eagles basketball, Camden Dollinghouse with an across-court pass to the far side. Back it comes to Dollinghouse in the game now. Lane Buckmeyer with the basketball. Buckmeyer, right side of the free throw circle to Dollinghouse. Floating, driving layup. Got it. And a whistle and a foul. Camden Dollinghouse got the basket. We'll see who the foul is on when they put it up on the board here in just a moment. I didn't catch it. Did you see, Aubrey?
I think it was on Justin Pierce.
Well, no, there it is.
No, oh. It was on Joseph Martini, being his first personal foul and a third team foul.
Free throw is up and off. No good for Camden Dollinghouse. He missed it. The ball goes out of bounds in front of the Pawnee City bench. It'll stay with the Johnson Brock. Eagles basketball. Inbound the pass. Into Buckmeyer. Comes to the near side. On the dribble with the ball. Kaysen Dollinghouse. Kaysen Dollinghouse again to Lane Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer hands it to Camden. Camden and Kaysen, twin brothers. Here's a steal. All the way to the other end goes Jet Farwell. Missed the layup. Farwell, 99 times out of 100, Jet Farwell is going to hit that uncontested layup, and that time it would not drop for the sophomore. Tough break there for Pawnee City. They're down by 12 now, 17-5. Johnson Brock's basketball, 2:51 to go here in the first quarter. With the Eagles, Kaysen Dollinghouse gives it up top to Brody Kaler, the freshman. Off to the right side. This is Lane Buckmeyer with the basketball. Into the corner, under the basket. Oh, went right through the hands of Jalen Behrens with the steal. Jet Farwell. Here comes Farwell for the driving layup, and again missed the layup. Farwell, back-to-back missed layups by Jet Farwell. Tough break there for the sophomore. He's going to make those almost every time. Here comes Johnson Brock on the attack now from the corner. There's a long three right side up and off. No good by Dollinghouse. Rebound, follow shot, put back up and good by Jalen Behrens. Behrens got the putback, makes it 19-5. 2:04 to go here in the first quarter. All right, with the basketball, Pawnee City on the right side with it. Handling it is Justin Pierce. Pierce into the corner with the basketball, comes to the top of the key. Now backs it back out onto the left elbow to the top of the circle to Martini. Martini with the basketball. Hands to Farwell. Now Jet Farwell looking for that seam to try and drive the lane. Johnson Brock taking that away. Into Martini. He moves to the hoop for a turnaround shot off the glass. It doesn't go. And the rebound is pulled down by Kaysen Dollinghouse. Down court in a hurry. On the right side, driving lay-in up and good. The lay-in by Camden Dollinghouse. Johnson Brock trying to blow this thing open early here. Pawnee City desperately needs to find some offense for the Indians. Jet Farwell, jump shot, won't go, partially blocked. 21-5. Did not expect to see this. Pawnee City has fallen behind by 16 points with 1 minute to play here in the first quarter. Jalen Behrens with the ball, had it dribbled away from him. It's grabbed up loose in the corner by Lane Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer on the dribble, across court pass. Camden Dollinghouse. Camden Dollinghouse feeds to Brody Kaler. Kaler puts it inside the paint. Driving lay-in. Dollinghouse up and good by Kaysen Dollinghouse. Kaysen got it to fall. And it's 23-5. Johnson Brock up. Pawnee City looking for their offense. Justin Pierce, bounce pass in the paint. There's going to be a whistle and a foul called on Johnson Brock. That'll be called on the Eagles.
The foul was on Jalen Behrens, being his first personal foul and fourth team foul.
Not yet a shooting foul, so it'll be Pawnee City's basketball. They'll inbound it under their own basket. Justin Pierce will toss it in with 33 seconds to play here in the first quarter. There's a bounce pass into far to Kling. Anthony Kling to the top of the key, back up to Pierce with 25 seconds to go in the quarter. Pierce in the paint, driving, lay-in, shot is up, no, a whistle and a foul. We're going to put Justin Pierce to the free throw line, where he'll be shooting two shots for the Pawnee City Indians. I'm going to have to wait, Aubrey. There it is. They put it up for us.
And that foul was on Sloan Pelican, being his first personal foul and his fifth team foul.
First free throw for Justin Pierce is up and good. He got it. Pierce will have a second shot coming here. Justin Pierce with 3 points now for Pawnee City. Second free throw on the way for Pierce. Off the back of the rim. It won't drop. And the rebound comes down to Lane Buckmeyer. Down court is Buckmeyer on the dribble. Kling comes out to meet him. Now off to Sloan Pelican on the right wing. Pelican to the near side. Gets a pass up to Leighton Behrens. Across court to the far. In the corner, Jalen Behrens with the ball. Oh, there's a pass that's going to get away from Brody Kaler out of bounds. Pawnee City will get the ball back. They have 3.6 seconds left with which to work here in the first quarter. Pawnee City will have the basketball in just a minute here, okay? Down court for the Indians. Long shot at the buzzer that doesn't go after one quarter. 23-6, Johnson Brock on top.
And we're going to take a one-minute timeout and be back right after this on Sunny 101.3.
Poppy Realty and Farm Management is located in the old Falls City Journal building at 1810 Harlan Street. Brian Poppy, serving Southeast Nebraska and Northeast Kansas, is looking to expand your farmland. Or if you need to expand your ranch, call Brian Poppy. Poppy Realty also has homes for sale and does auctions. Call Brian Poppy today and let him help you get in the home or get the farmland you want. Poppy Realty in Falls City. Call 402-245-5808.
Don't we all wish it was sunny and 70 degrees outside? Good news, this is the Midwest, and while it probably won't be tomorrow, those days aren't far off, and neither is planting season. Reviewing machinery insurance values before it comes out of the shed is easier than during claim time. We work with several different companies to offer options tailored to your individual operation. Give us a call, and one of our many knowledgeable farm agents would be happy to come out and help.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Yatula, Aubrey Critchfield back with you here at Johnson Brock High School after one quarter. Boy, a real surprise here. Johnson Brock leading 23-6. Huge lead here in this first quarter for the Eagles. Pawnee City, I didn't see this coming. The Indians, don't count them out. They'll battle their way back into this one. Here comes Pawnee City's basketball. Kling with it to the top of the circle up to Martini. Around it goes to Menega on the left elbow. Here's Farwell for three. No, the rebound comes down to Sloan Pelican. Quickly down court. Kaysen Dollinghouse under the basket into the corner left side. Nick Perriott for three. Off the rim, no. And the rebound to Farwell. A whistle, and we're going to have a foul called on Johnson Brock. We'll probably have to wait until they post this one on the board. We couldn't see who made the contact under there. Aubrey, they should be putting that up shortly. A little bit slower tonight getting it up than usual. There it is.
And that foul was on Camden Dollinghouse, being his first personal foul, but their sixth team foul.
Pawnee City's basketball. Here's Kling from the right side for three. It won't go. Battle underneath for the rebound. A push foul. Going to be called on the... Hell no. I think they're just going to say the ball went out of bounds. Touch last by Pawnee City. So it'll be Johnson Brock's basketball. For the Eagles, Nick Perriott into forecourt to Sloan Pelican. Back to Perriott on the right elbow. Into the corner, baseline right side, Kaysen Dollinghouse. Around to Camden on the left wing. Pelican in the corner left side. Back between the rings, top of the circle. Skip pass across court to Pelican for three. It's off the rim and in the air with the rebound for Pawnee City. Farwell down court, they get it. Martini, they had it to Pierce for a minute, but Pierce couldn't get to the basket. Good defense by Dollinghouse. Spin move in the paint, bounce pass to Pierce in the corner for three. Got it. Nice looking shot by Justin Pierce from the corner for Pawnee City. He's got 6 points, and it's 23-9. The lead is back down to 14. Johnson Brock, Camden Dollinghouse with the basketball. Up to Pelican. Pelican dribbles between the rings, top of the key. Around to Kaysen Dollinghouse. Kaysen holds it for a moment. Back up top, it comes to Pelican. Pelican works a couple of dribbles to Kaysen Dollinghouse for three. It's off the rim. Rebound, follow shot, put back up and good. Getting the put back there for the Johnson Brock Eagles was Leighton Behrens. Behrens with his second bucket. He's got 4 points, and it's 25-9 now. Johnson Brock back up by 16. Here come the Indians. Kling driving lay-in up and good. And that's what the sophomores will do to you. Johnson Brock has to prevent Kling and Farwell from getting that drive into the paint. Now inside the lane, nearly tied up. They kick it into the corner to Kaysen Dollinghouse for three, up and off, no good. Kling with the rebound. He's got Pierce out ahead of him. Kling going to take it all the way in. Huge collision, offensive foul is going to be called on Anthony Kling. And boy, that's tough for Pawnee City because the drive in the lane is the bread and butter of their offense, and Kling gets called for the offensive foul.
And that was Kling's first personal foul and the fifth team foul.
So with the basketball, the Johnson-Brock Eagles, they inbound it to Nick Perria. Perria kind of casually brings it across the timeline into forecourt. To the right side, gives it to Pelican. Back up top to Perriott in the paint. Now Pelican for three. It doesn't go. Rebound, putback shot. Brody Kaler is there. Brody Kaler in the right spot at the right time. The freshman has 7 points now in the ballgame.
And with 5 minutes and 10 seconds left in the second quarter, Johnson Brock leads Pawnee City 27-11.
Out of collision on the court as Johnson Brock starts up the floor. We're going to have a whistle and a foul called on Justin Pierce, and Justin got called for the foul and got the worst end of that collision. I think they bumped heads down there. Pierce called for the personal.
And that was Pierce's third personal foul and the sixth team foul.
Pierce is... He's going to leave the ball game here. He really took quite a bump on the head there. May have even got a bloody nose out of it as the officials have taken an official timeout here. I think we've got a little bit of blood on the floor. We're going to step aside for a 30-second break. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
We welcome you back to Johnson Brock High School. The clock shows 5:07 left to play in the first half here at Johnson, 27-11. So somewhat surprisingly, Johnson Brock with a huge lead here on Pawnee City. And coming into this one, having watched both of these teams play on numerous occasions this season, expecting a pretty competitive ball game here, but Johnson Brock jumped out to that 23-6 first quarter lead, and they've really never looked back. Pawnee City trying to battle their way back into this. The key to this game thus far has been Johnson Brock's ability to keep Anthony Kling and Jet Farwell out of the lane. They've been the leading two scorers here for Pawnee. They got 25 for Farwell, 17 for Kling Tuesday night. Thus far, with 5:07 to go in the first half, Kling has just 2 points, and Farwell has not scored. They just haven't been able to get to the bucket and drive the lane. We'll see what kind of adjustments Hadley Sikora makes here to his offense. Back to live action, Johnson Brock with the basketball. Into the corner is Nick Perriott with the ball. Perriott celebrated his 18th birthday on Tuesday with a win down here over HTRS. Johnson Brock's basketball at the top of the key. Dollinghouse back to Perriott in the corner to Dollinghouse, top of the key, free throw line. Perriott, bounce pass inside the paint. No place to go. Back it comes to Camden. Dollinghouse driving lay-in up and off. No good. It got his own rebound. Follow shot, put back, up and good. Camden Dollinghouse has 6 points in the game. And it's 29-11. Johnson Brock with the lead, 4:24 to go here in the first half in the second quarter. Here's Pawnee City with the ball. Farwell tries to go to the bucket. The ball is knocked away by Perriott, but they're going to say Farwell touched it last, and Johnson Brock will get the basketball. They'll play it in under the Pawnee City basket. Nick Perriott will take a breather. Coming in to replace him for the Eagles is Jalen Behrens. So Jalen Behrens will inbound the pass, tosses it in. Into Dollinghouse, Camden at Dollinghouse. We have to specify when the two are on the floor. Around to Kaysen Dollinghouse, left side. Up top with it is Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer picks up his dribble, finds Behrens with the pass. Now it comes back to Buckmeyer. He penetrates to the corner, flips it to Kaysen Dollinghouse, up to Camden, top of the key. Around the horn, Sloan Pelican in the corner, right side baseline. Back between the rings, Dollinghouse to Dollinghouse. They play catch with the basketball. Kaysen gives back to Camden on the right elbow. Down baseline right side, again to Pelican. Pelican holds the ball deep in the corner. Now he'll dribble it all the way out near the midcourt circle and give it back up top to Kaysen. 3.5 minutes to go here now in the first half. 29-11, if you're just checking in. Johnson Brock with the big lead. Barron's in the paint. Got crowded out to the top of the key. Here's Camden Dollinghouse for three. Off no good with the rebound for Pawnee City. Jet Farwell, the ball taken away. Martini gets it back. Gives it off to Miniga on the left elbow. Martini hands up to Jet Farwell. Farwell looking for that seam to try and get in the lane. Can't get there. Barron's doing a good job on him defensively. Jet Farwell comes to the near side to Miniga. Into the corner right side. Is in the ball game is Bryson Horse now. Here's a driving lay-in up and good. There's what they look for. Anthony Kling found just the smallest of seams in the lane, and he takes it in for the lay-in. Here's the ball tipped away, knocked out of bounds. Touch last by Anthony Kling. It'll belong to Johnson Brock. Eagles will have the basketball. Inbounding it will be Lane Buckmeyer on the side in forecourt. Tosses into Camden. Camden at the top of the key, right side to Sloan Pelican. Back up top, it comes to Camden. Now to Kaysen in the corner, driving baseline. Kaysen laying up off no good. Tipped out of there by Horst. Then a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Johnson Brock. Foul is going to be called on the Eagles. That should put us in the 1-1. I think we're going to walk to the other end and put somebody to the line here to shoot 1-1.
And that foul was on Kaysen Dollinghouse, being his first personal foul and their seventh team foul.
At the free throw line, Bryson Horst shooting 1-1 for the Indians. Horst has not scored yet tonight, a 5'11 senior. The shot is up and good. Hits the front end of the 1-1. He'll have a second shot coming. That makes our score 29-14, the lead at 15 right now for Johnson Brock. Nick Perriott back onto the floor, replacing Jalen Barron's for the Eagles. Bryson Horst at the line for his second shot. It's up, and this is short off the front of the rim. Rebound comes down to the Eagles. Johnson Brock's basketball. Perriott to the near side. Finds Buckmeyer with the pass off to Pelican in the corner. Buckmeyer holds the ball left wing. Now dribbles between the rings, a cross-court pass. They feed it inside to Barron. Shot off the glass, up and good. Nice feed to Leighton Barron's. Barron's now with 6 points in the ballgame. Makes it 31-14. Johnson Brock with the lead. Indians basketball. Farwell spins to the basket. Shot is up. That one wouldn't drop. Rebound. Sloan Pelican. Pelican down court. Fast break. Takes it all the way in. Has the ball stripped away. Great defense by Drew Miniga. Miniga somehow stopped Pelican on that driving layup. And the basketball is grabbed up by Joseph Martini. Martini feeds out to Miniga to the near side. Kling thought about the three. A cross court pass. Ball tipped away. And it's going to be grabbed up. Fast break the other way. Here comes Lane Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer hands it off to his teammate Nick Perriott, and Perriott gets the basket. Give Buckmeyer the assist. Perriott with the two.
And we have about 1:25 left on the clock, with Johnson Brock leading Pawnee City 33-17.
There's a long three-pointer on the way from the near side. Joseph Martini nails a three from here on the near side. Makes it 33-17. Martini dropped that one in from out here on the right wing, and now Johnson Brock back down court. Coming after it offensively. Lob pass into backcourt to Nick Perriott. He comes back and fields it across the midcourt line. Perriott with the basketball inside the paint. Bounce pass left side. Camden Dollinghouse. Here comes Perriott driving lay-in up. Scoop shot up and off. No. On the defensive rebound, coming down with the basketball for the Indians is Bryson Horst. Horst gets it out to Martini. Martini across to Farwell. Here comes Jet Farwell. Anthony Kling driving underneath, driving, laying up. It won't drop for Kling. And the rebound is pulled away by Johnson Brock's Camden Dollinghouse. Here comes Camden, coast to coast, driving layup. Big collision, no whistle. Rebound, follow shot, Barron's. It won't go. Rebound brought down again by Dollinghouse. And now finally, a whistle and a reach-in foul on the baseline. Boy, there was a lot of contact under there before we finally got a whistle. We'll be shooting 1-1 now at the free throw line for Johnson Brock will be Camden Dollinghouse.
and that foul was on Anthony Kling, being his second personal foul and their seventh team foul.
Seven team fouls puts us in the 1-1 with Camden Dollinghouse at the line. He's 0-for-1 from the line so far tonight, an 82% free throw shooter, and he hits the first one. Hits 82% of his free throws on the season. He now has 7 points and the and one coming here for Camden Dollinghouse. It's on the way up, and it's good also. He got them both. He's now 2 out of 3 from the line. Makes the score 35-17 with 31 seconds to play here in the first half. Be sure to stay with us for our Highland Community College halftime scoring recap. That'll come up during the intermission. You'll want to be with us for that. We'll fill you in with all the numbers. Here's Pawnee City perhaps playing for one shot here. Martini at the top of the free throw circle works to the left side of the lane. Floater is up and off. No good. But a whistle and a foul, and we'll put Martini at the free throw line.
And that foul was on Leighton Behrens, being his second personal foul and their eighth team foul.
Joseph Martini will be shooting 2 shots here for the Indians. Martini has 6 points in the ballgame on a pair of threes. First free throw is up and good. He got it. So Martini now with 7 points for the Indians. 6'1 senior Joseph Martini. One of just, I believe, 2 seniors on this entire squad here for Pawnee City. They're going to be tough in the coming years with this crop of sophomores they've got. Second shot is up for Martini. Off the rim, no. Rebound, Johnson Brock. 13 seconds to play. Camden Dollinghouse with the basketball across the timeline. At the top of the circle, works between the rings now, off to the right wing to Kasem Dollinghouse. Back it comes to Camden. Launches a three. No, he stepped out of bounds. 0.9 seconds on the clock. Pawnee City will get it back, but with no time to do much here. They're going to be playing it in on the side and backward with 0.9 seconds. Waiting for the inbound pass. Taking their time. There it is. Menega launches a shot at the buzzer. Couldn't get it at the half. 35-18, our halftime score. Johnson Brock with the lead. We're going to step aside for a 2-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with the Highland Community College halftime scoring recap. Highland Community College, they're close to home and far from debt. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. We're back in 2 minutes.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
When you need good legal representation, trust Weaver & Mers in Falls City. Weaver & Mers will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agricultural law. Call Weaver & Mers for a free initial consultation at 402-245-3015. That's Weaver & Mers at 402-245-3015. And online at weaverandmerslaw.com. Weaver & Mers, 1719 Stone Street in Falls City.
Frontier Bank would like to take this opportunity to thank the people who care for our community's health. The doctors, nurses, and medical staff who are always there working to make us well. Our local healthcare professionals are dedicated to improving the quality of our lives through good health. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Frontier Bank in Falls City.
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country parts and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
We welcome you back once again here to Johnson Brock High School. It's halftime. The Johnson Brock Eagles leading the Pawnee City Indians. Our halftime score, Johnson Brock 35 and Pawnee City 18. Let's take a look at the individual scoring in the first half. First of all, for Pawnee City, they're led by Joseph Martini. Martini with 7 points at the half. Justin Pierce has 6. 4 for Anthony Kling, and Bryson Horst added 1 for their total of 7. From the free throw line, Pawnee City hit 3 out of 6 at the charity stripe. Now to take a look at the numbers for the Johnson-Brock Eagles. They're led at halftime by Camden Dollinghouse. He has 8 points. Brody Kaler, the freshman, came off the bench. He added 7. 6 for Leighton Behrens at halftime. 5 for Nick Perriott. With 4 points is Kaysen Dollinghouse. 3 for Sloan Pelican, and Jalen Behrens added 2 for their total of 35. From the free throw line, Johnson Brock made 4 out of 5 at the charity stripe. Again, our halftime score, Johnson Brock 35 and Pawnee City 18. Before we break away here for halftime, we do want to remind everybody that because not all of the boys' sub-district games are being able to be played across the state tonight, they are going to delay the district final game. Some of those would have been planned to be played on Saturday. They will now all be played on Monday and Tuesday, and we will have the pairings for the boys' district finals come out early on Saturday morning. So make note of that. There will be no district finals played in the boys' bracket on Saturday. Right now, we're going to take a 2-minute timeout and have some important sponsor information. That'll be followed by the update on our weather forecast, another 2 minutes, and then we'll be back with more. You've been watching the halftime scoring recap. Brought to you by Highland Community College. They're close to home, but far from dead. You can learn more at highlandcc.edu. We're back in just a couple of minutes.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA-inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
Weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. Overcast tonight with a low of 7 above. Winds out of the north 10 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 30. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 16. Turning much warmer Saturday and Sunday with highs from the upper 40s to the upper 50s. Mixed precipitation possible at times Sunday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, an equal housing opportunity.
Employees at FAST get amazing benefits, medical and dental at no cost to you, life and vision insurance, flex spending and health savings, paid time off, tuition reimbursement, and on-the-job training to further your career and pay, bonus opportunities and stock ownership. What more can you ask for? Apply at workatfast.com. FAST is an equal opportunity employer.
fast global solutions. Global presence with small town spirit.
Did you know State Farm has surprisingly great rates on auto and renter's insurance? It's one of those things you just don't know until you know. So, now you know. Your local State Farm agent knows how to help you protect your car and stuff for a surprisingly great rate. Want to know how much you can save? Talk to a State Farm agent today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
When you want the real deal, call State Farm agent Blaine Barron in Auburn or Tecumseh today.
Get off the roller coaster and lock in your rate today. The Auburn State Bank is currently offering a 19-month CD at 3.75% annual percentage yield. Stop in the Auburn State Bank to get started today. A $10,000 minimum deposit is required to open this 19-month CD at 3.75 APY and is only available at the Auburn State Bank, 1212 J Street in Auburn, Nebraska. Learn more at theauburnstatebank.com. Auburn State Bank member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Randy Gatula, Aubrey Critchfield, back with you here at Johnson Brock High School. It's halftime, 35-18, our halftime score. Johnson Brock leading Pawnee City. We also have a scoring update for you now from the D2 boys sub-district being played at Ball City. At the half, the Sacred Heart Irish are leading Diller O'Dell. The halftime score, Sacred Heart 32 and Diller O'Dell 17. That game being heard live tonight over on our sister station, KTNC. John Nixon has the call for you on that one. I want to remind everyone also that we'll be back here tomorrow night for high school basketball, the girls district final, when the Johnson Brock Eagles will be hosting Bruning Davenport Shickley. That's a 7 o'clock tip-off here at Johnson Brock High. We'll have live coverage here on Sunny 101.3, as well as the video stream on the Johnson Brock Strive TV. Those of you enjoying the game tonight, we hope you're enjoying that video stream to go along with our audio broadcast. Big welcome to all of our Pawnee City listeners, the Pawnee County area. You know, this game is kind of extra special for me when I cover both teams on both sides of it. We have a lot of friends on both teams in both communities. We'll love to have it when we get everybody together for a great game like we're having here tonight. So, Johnson Brock up right now 35-18. Let's see if the Indians can fight their way back. Running the pass, it comes into Sloan Pelican. Pelican works to the left side of the free throw circle, into the corner, in the paint it goes. Harriet, turnaround shot, baseline up and off, no good. Ball tipped out of there by Meniga. Down court with it. Here comes Farwell to the right side. Pierce up top to Meniga once again. And now with the ball on the dribble comes Jet Farwell. Meniga finds Martini right side. Bounce pass in the paint. A reach-in foul. Whistle and foul is going to be called on Johnson Brock. And that's going to go on Sloan Pelican, I think.
That was on Sloan Pelican, being his second personal foul and their first team foul of the half.
Pawnee City's basketball into the corner. It's tipped away loose. Coming out of there with a spin move to the paint. Up and good. Jet Farwell with his first 2 points of the ball game. Believe it or not, Farwell was held scoreless in the first half, not able to get to the basket. He got the lay-in there. Makes it back to a 15-point ball game, 35-20 our score now. Inside the paint for Johnson Brock. Turnaround spin move. Up and off. No good. That shot put up by Leighton Behrens. And the rebound comes down to Farwell. Jet Farwell down the floor in a hurry. Bounce pass to Pierce under the bucket. Pierce couldn't get to the basket. Goes to Kling. Kling, fall away jump shot. It's short. And the rebound taken down on the far side by Brody Kaler, who's back in the ballgame. Or check that. That was Jason Dollinghouse, rather. Now with the ball, a skip pass across court. They find Perriott in the corner. Kaysen Dollinghouse back up top with it to Camden Dollinghouse. Sloan Pelican for three. Got it. Sloan Pelican, his second three-pointer of the night. This one from the corner on the baseline right side makes it 38-20. Here come the Indians. Joseph Martini, baseline corner right side, up between the rings, top of the key, gives it to Anthony Kling. Kling handles to Farwell. Perriott with a steal. Nick Perriott, one-on-two fast break. Perriott takes it into traffic, lays it up, got it in. Nice move by Nick Perriott. He's got 7 points in the ballgame. And Pawnee City in danger of just getting blown away here right now. They need to find some offense. Here come the Indians. That's A driving layup on the left side put up by Jet Farwell. He will be fouled, and then we have a technical foul assessed on top of that. So first, we have a foul on Nick Perriott, I believe. And then we have a technical foul called on top of that, I think also is going to be on Nick Perriott. So Perriott with two fouls there.
The fouls were on Nick Perriott being his third.
And then the technical foul constitutes the fourth.
Yeah, and fourth, making that three team fouls.
At the free throw line is Jet Farwell. First shot is up and off, no good. He'll get another try here. Second shot for Farwell is on the way. It's up. That one is good. Jet Farwell has 3 points now. Now, that was the technical foul. Now, that was the original foul, shooting two. Now, we're shooting two more for the technical. Farwell. Rare occasion where you shoot four free throws in a row. Puts that one up. It's good. Farwell now two out of three, has 4 points. Makes it 40-22 now, our score. Farwell, his fourth free throw. Shot is up. It's good. He made three out of four and has 5 points. Perriott will leave the ball game. He'll set out now with four personal fouls for Nick Perriott. Got two for one right there. Inbound the pass. There's a steal on the inbound pass. Coming up with a steal was Lane Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer with a good job defensively. Feeds it inside Behrens. In the paint, right corner, Kason Dollinghouse for three. Got it. Well, I'll tell you what, Johnson Brock has come out here just shooting lights out from three-point range. Pawnee City just hasn't been able to find an answer. There's Jet Farwell shot partially blocked. Rebound comes down to Johnson Brock. Camden Dollinghouse up to Kason. Right back it goes to Camden. He's trapped in the corner on the right side of the basket. Out onto the right elbow, comes up top to Kason across the lane. Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer, one dribble, picks up the dribble, goes to Behrens in the paint. Right elbow driving. Kason Dollinghouse laying up and good. Kason Dollinghouse, he has 9 points in the ballgame now. 45-23, Johnson Brock with the lead. 5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Pawnee City's basketball. Farwell on the left side of the lane. Reverse spin move. Off the glass. Gets knocked to the floor. No whistle. No bucket. Rebound comes down to Dollinghouse. Kason down court to Camden. Across court. Buckmeyer. Bounce pass inside Behrens. That's Leighton Behrens in the lane right now handling the ball. Across court to Sloan Pelican. Pelican penetrates. He makes a spin move to the bucket that won't go. And there's Joseph Martini with a good job on the defensive boards to pull down the rebound for Pawnee City. Justin Pierce for three from the corner over the top. Couldn't hit it. And the rebound down to Dollinghouse. Camden into Sloan Pelican. Right side, Kason Dollinghouse. Bounce pass into Behrens in the paint. Around the corner, left side, driving, laying up, and good. Oh, nice move to the basket by Lane Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer's first 2 points. We've got a timeout taken on the floor.
And we'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
Julie Sadoff, physical therapist from Johnson County Hospital. We have a wide array of professionals for your physical, occupational, and speech therapy needs. Our professionals have a full circle approach, being able to assist within the hospital, the home, and outpatient clinic. Certified in lymphedema, pelvic floor, surgical and non-surgical orthopedic conditions, Parkinson's disease, dry needling, and cognitive assessments, call us, Johnson County Hospital Therapy Department, at 402-335-6400, where you'll be in the hands of the best.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Tonight's Sunny 101.3 audio is being simulcast on the Johnson Brock Strive TV video stream. Our crew, Briston Bleka, is our producer-engineer on the computer. Our camera girl tonight, Joanna Bowling. Joanna's running the video camera. My assistant announcer, Aubrey Critchfield. Glad to have the Johnson Brock students involved in tonight's broadcast here at Johnson. 4:08 to go, third quarter. Johnson Brock up 47-23. Pawnee City's basketball. Down court comes Jet Farwell. Gives off to Anthony Kling. Kling wants to go to the bucket, just cannot penetrate, as they've been doing all season. You have to credit the Johnson Brock defense for keeping Farwell and Kling out of that paint. Now here comes Justin Pierce. Pierce in the lane. Back up top to Martini. Man-to-man defense by Johnson Brock. Here's Kling for three from the corner. It's short. And the rebound pulled down by the Eagles. Down court, Dollinghouse in traffic. Big collision. Offensive foul is going to be called on Johnson Brock's Camden Dollinghouse.
And that's Camden Dollinghouse's second personal foul and their fourth team foul.
So Pawnee City will get the basketball back now with 3:37 to go in the third quarter. Don't forget, tomorrow night we'll be back here. Johnson Brock girls hosting Bruning Davenport Shickley in the D1 girls district final. On the line there, a ticket to the state basketball tournament next week in Lincoln. Pawnee City with the basketball in the paint. Kling driving layup, whistle, foul. And we're going to put Anthony Kling at the free throw line for the Indians. He'll be shooting two shots here for Pawnee City. Kling at the line. There's your foul.
That foul is on Kaysen Dollinghouse, his second personal foul and their fifth team foul.
Free throw is on the way up and good for Anthony Kling. He's shooting two. He'll have a second shot coming here. Kling now with 5 points in the ballgame. You're going to hear a lot from these sophomores in the coming years for Pawnee City. Second shot is up and good also. Anthony Kling, Jet Farwell, Drew Meniga, all sophomores in that starting lineup for the Indians. Johnson Brock's basketball. Buckmeyer feeds it inside. Martini gets the steal. Martini to Meniga. Meniga has the ball tipped away. It's loose. Buckmeyer comes up with it. Into forecourt left side. Baseline down to Brody Kaler's back in the ballgame. Now Lane Buckmeyer with the dribble. Goes to Brody Kaler. He'll launch a three from the left side. In and out of there. But a rebound and a putback is up. It won't go. But a whistle and a foul. And we're going to put Camden Dollinghouse at the line. He'll be shooting two shots from the free throw line for Johnson Brock.
That foul is on Drew Meniga, his second personal foul and their first team foul of the half.
At the free throw line, Camden Dollinghouse shooting two. The first one is up and good. Camden has 9 points in the ball game. This next one would put him in double figures. Again, there will be no boys district finals played Saturday because of the storms in northern Nebraska. Second shot is up and good. All those boys district finals are going to be pushed back to Monday and Tuesday because a lot of the sub-district finals that were scheduled for tonight won't be able to be played until tomorrow night, and we won't have the pairings then until Saturday. In the corner, Farwell. He's trapped down there. Now Farwell tries to go up with a shot. It's blocked away, knocked out of bounds. Touch last by Johnson Brock. It'll stay with Pawnee City. Justin Pierce will inbound the ball. Pierce to toss it in. He's just a junior. He'll be back with his Pawnee City crew. Pierce to lob it in. Goes into Martini. The ball goes out of bounds. Goes off of Johnson Brock's foot. And it'll stay with Pawnee City. Camden Dollinghouse down there playing a little soccer with his foot, picking the ball up before he hands it to the official. Pierce to inbound it. Justin Pierce on the baseline, left side of his own bucket. Gets it into Martini. Martini with those fluorescent green shoes. He's easy to spot out there. Hands to Farwell. Spin move Farwell. Reach-in foul is going to be called on Johnson Brock. We should be in the 1-1, I believe, the way I've got it totaled up here. Is that the seventh or just the sixth? Perhaps just the sixth. Okay, they're going to be Pawnee City's basketball to inbound it. Spin move Farwell. Jump shot baseline up and good. Jet Farwell got the jump shot. Apparently, I'm not sure what we're doing on that foul. That was on Lane Buckmeyer, and it was his first, and I believe team foul number six. Okay, with the basketball in the corner. Ball tipped away, goes out of bounds. It got away from Sloan Pelican. Good defense by Joseph Martini down there. And Pawnee City, the Indians will get the basketball back, trailing 49-27, 2:07 to go here in this third quarter. It's Justin Pierce with the basketball. He dribbles at the top of the free throw circle. Now picks up the dribble, bounce pass right side, Jet Farwell. Farwell in the paint, tries to back in, can't get there. Gives to Anthony Kling, to Meniga. Back it comes to Kling. Kling tries to go to the corner. Martini for three off the rim. Tipped out of there, loose ball coming up is Sloan Pelican. Pelican, fast break, feeds it across to Dollinghouse. Dollinghouse to Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer wanted to go back over to Barron's with it. The ball got away and went out of bounds. Then we got a whistle and a foul called on Pawnee City. I guess your guess is as good as mine here, kid. I'll let you wait until they post it, see who they put that one on. We'll have to wait until they put it up on the board tonight. Pelican to inbound it into the corner, left side, top of the key. Dollinghouse to Kaysen. Back to Camden. Camden holds it out on the left wing. Lob pass inside. Behrens, turnaround shot, up and good. Sweet little move inside the paint there by Leighton Behrens for that turnaround jumper. He's got 8 points in the ballgame now for the Eagles. Here's Anthony Kling, right side. Kling has the ball dribbled away. It goes off of Kling. It'll be a turnover, and the ball goes back to Johnson Brock.
And with 1:11 left on the clock, Johnson Brock leads Pawnee City 51-27.
And Johnson Brock will have the basketball. Camden Dollinghouse goes to Sloan Pelican. Up on the near side now, Chase Van Winkle in the lineup. Van Winkle handling the basketball for the Eagles. To the near side, Leighton Behrens. Underneath the basket, Sloan Pelican. And Pelican works his way open on the baseline for a layup. Pelican now with 8 points. Less than a minute to go here in the third quarter, 53-27. Johnson Brock with the lead. Indians basketball into the corner. Here's Jet Farwell for three. No, couldn't get it down. And now a whistle on a foul. Foul is going to be called on the Indians. That foul is going to be, yes.
That foul is on Joseph Martini being his second.
I think Farwell, wasn't it?
Oh.
Oh. I'm not sure what they're posting up there. I think the, don't worry, kid. I think the clock operator got confused that time. You were right. Here's a driving layup on the baseline. Shot is up and good for Leighton Behrens. Aubrey Critchfield doing a great job here, but once in a while they cross us up with the information that they post up there, and you can't always trust the scoreboard, Aubrey. With the ball is Martini on the right elbow. He gives it up to the Farwell at the top of the key. There goes Farwell trying to drive in for a driving layup. He will be fouled and knocked to the floor. That should be the seventh team foul, and we should be in the 1-1 with Jet Farwell at the line. Let's see who that one's on.
That foul was on number 13, Kaysen Dollinghouse, his third personal foul with their seventh team foul.
So at the free throw line is Jet Farwell. He has hit 3 out of 4 from the line tonight, has 7 points in the ballgame for the Indians. Jet Farwell takes aim. Free throw is up. It's good. As we said earlier, Farwell pretty deadly at that free throw line. He's now made 4 out of 5, has 8 points. Second shot for the end one for Jet Farwell, the sophomore. It's up and good also. He hit them both. Farwell now 5 out of 6 from the free throw line. 5 seconds to go here in the quarter. Johnson Brock down court. Top of the key. Dollinghouse, long three, doesn't go. That's the end of the third quarter.
And we're going to take a 1 minute timeout and be right back after this on Sunny 101.3.
Beck & Call wants to make sure you stay safe and warm this winter. Beck & Call of Falls City has 14 years of HVAC experience, servicing all brands. As your local Daikin dealer, Daikin is an industry leader towards a future of heating and cooling for quiet, efficient, safe, and easily controlled and affordable systems. Instant rebates and financing is available. Contact Adam with Beck & Call LLC in Falls City at 402-883-7700 or find Beck & Call on Facebook for efficient and reliable HVAC sales and service. Beck & Call, your local Daikin HVAC dealer.
I'm Chris Picorni, RN, and manager of the Cardiac Rehab Department at Community Medical Center, Falls City. With 26 years of experience, I'm still amazed when a patient begins the recovery process following heart problems or surgery. They're unsure and nervous, but finish strong and confident. Our experienced rehab staff considers it a privilege to assist with your healing process by promoting lifestyle changes with diet, exercise, and education. Our mission? Getting you back to a healthy and happy life. We're Community Medical Center, every day making a difference.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Good. Drew Menega, his first three-pointer of the night, hit that one from out on the right corner to open fourth quarter of action. 55-32 the score now. Johnson Brock on top, just underway here in the fourth period. Eagles with the basketball. Dollinghouse to the near side to parry it. Now finds Sloan Pelican back up top to parry it. Around the horn in the corner, driving to the paint. Oh, nice pass underneath. Fed the ball to Leighton Behrens, and Behrens laid it in. He's in double figures. He has 12 points in the ballgame now for Johnson Brock. Here come the Indians down court. Pawnee City trying to turn it up a notch here. A reverse layup put up by Anthony Kling. A whistle and a foul, and we'll put Anthony Kling at the free throw line where he'll be shooting two shots. I think that foul is most likely going to be on Kaysen.
Yes. Kaysen Dahlin has been his fourth personal foul.
First free throw is up for Anthony Kling and good. He'll have a second shot coming. You're right about it being the fourth. Kling ready for his second free throw attempt. Hits up and good also. Anthony Kling hits them both. He's now 4 for 4 from the line. Anthony has 8 points in the ballgame tonight. Makes it 58-33. With the ball on the left elbow, Johnson Brock up to Nick Perry at top of the key. Camden Dollinghouse goes back to Perry. A whistle and a foul is going to be called on Pawnee City on Justin Pierce.
And that was Justin Pierce's fourth personal foul and their fourth team foul.
And it'll be Johnson Brock's basketball. Inbound pass, Nick Perry at across court. Left side, Camden Dollinghouse. Now Sloan Pelican holds the ball. Gives to Perry in the corner. Back up to Pelican. Pelican at the free throw line. Into the corner, Perriott, open look three, it's in and out of there. They chase down the ball, fast break, down court, Anthony Kling's going to take it the distance, lays it up off the glass and good. That's what Anthony Kling does. He's now in double figures. The sophomore has 10 points in the game tonight, makes it 57-36. The lead is 21 for Johnson Brock. 6.5 minutes to go in the ballgame. Pierce knocks it away from Dollinghouse. Here's Perriott in traffic, off the glass, up and good. Great move by Nick Perriott. He's got 9 points now for the Eagles. Pawnee City. There's a long three from the right side put up by Menega. It's short off the front of the rim. Perriott is there with the defensive rebound for the Eagles. Perriott goes to the corner underneath the basket. Lost control. Stepped on the baseline. It'll be a turnover and give the basketball back to Pawnee City. We talked about the Indians and the youth on this basketball team. Lots of sophomores have played a crucial role in this one. A couple of pretty good sophomores over on the Johnson-Brock side, too, here with the Dollinghouse. Here's a long three, Martini, that's up and off no good. Rebound brought down by Johnson-Brock's Camden Dollinghouse. Dollinghouse falls to the floor on the far side. Whistle and a foul is going to be called on Pawnee City.
That foul was on Anthony Kling, making it his third personal foul and fifth team foul.
So it'll be Johnson-Brock's basketball. They'll play it in on the far side in forecourt. To inbound the pass into the corner. Here's a long three, baseline left side, up and off. No good by Kaysen Dollinghouse. Ball is tipped out of bounds by Sloan Pelican. It'll stay with Pawnee City. Indians to inbound it. Down court, on the dribble, comes Jeff Farwell. Farwell at the free throw line, backs it up, gives to Anthony Kling. Kling wants to penetrate, nothing there. Al pulls up with a shot that's partially blocked and then stolen away by Camden Dollinghouse. Driving layup, Camden Dollinghouse, got it. Camden Dollinghouse with the lay-in. He's in double figures, has 12 points for Johnson Brock. Kling hands the ball to Martini, up to Justin Pierce with the basketball. Pierce. Again up to Farwell. Near side, here's Martini for three. Got it. Joseph Martini, that's his third three-pointer of the night, and he's in double figures, has 10 points for the senior from Pawnee City. There's a block shot by Kling. Rebound, Farwell. Farwell driving layup, goes up with a shot, a whistle. He'll be fouled. Pretty sure that one's going to go on Camden. At the free throw line will be Jet Farwell. Farwell will be shooting two shots.
And that foul was indeed on Camden Dollinghouse, making it his third personal foul and ninth team foul.
Jet Farwell shooting two. First one is up and good. The sophomore just keeps pouring them in for Pawnee City from the free throw line. He's made 6 out of 7 from the line. He's now in double figures, has 10 points in the ballgame. 5'9 sophomore Jet Farwell had 25 against Weeping Water Tuesday night. This shot is up and just short. Guess what? He got his own rebound. Farwell comes down with a rebound on the missed free throw. Clears the pass up top to Martini. He launches a three, gets knocked to the floor. Doesn't go. The rebound comes down to Sloan Pelican. Pelican down court, feeds Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer to the corner baseline left side. Down to Camden. Camden takes a couple of dribbles and brings it back out near the top of the key. Now off to Sloan Pelican in the corner. Pelican, bounce pass inside to Behrens. Turnaround shot up, off, no good by Jalen Behrens. Rebound down to Kling. Kling goes to Martini into forecourt with a pass. Martini looking for Justin Pierce. Can't get it to him. Yeah, now tries to lead Pierce down the lane. The ball is stolen away with the steal. Back the other direction comes Brody Kaler. Kaler, big night Tuesday night. He had 7 threes. Kaler for three. Off the rim. Rebound. Brought down by Farwell. Then stolen away by Camden Dollinghouse. Off to Sloan Pelican. Pelican again finds Dollinghouse. Driving layup. Camden Dollinghouse. Whistle and a foul. Dollinghouse holding a knee. Maybe just got banged there. I don't think he twisted it. He's limping just a little bit as he comes out from under the backboard. Let's see who this foul is going to be on against Pawnee City. It'll be Camden Dollinghouse at the line. He's made 4 out of 5 from the free throw line so far tonight. Here he's going to be shooting 2 shots.
And that foul was on Anthony Kling, making it his 4th personal foul and 6th team foul.
So Justin Pierce with 4 fouls now. Anthony Kling with 4 fouls. Nick Perriott has 4 fouls for Johnson Brock. At the free throw line, Camden Dollinghouse to shoot 2 shots. Substitutes checking in for Pawnee City. Bryson Horst into the lineup. Horston comes in. Anthony Kling will take a breather. Now we'll get Dollinghouse to shoot these free throws. Shooting 2. First one is on the way up, and it's good. Camden Dollinghouse has now made 5 out of 6. He's an 82% free throw shooter for the year on the season. Looking at the stat sheet provided by Coach Dollinghouse. Free throw is up and good again for Camden Dollinghouse. Makes him 6 out of 7 from the line, in keeping with that 82% free throw percentage. Under 4 minutes to go in this one. Be sure and stay tuned for the post-game show with a complete rundown of all the individual scoring, where we'll fill you in on how your favorite player did tonight. 63-39, Johnson Brock with the lead here with 3:43 showing on the clock. This is Justin Pierce with the basketball. Pierce on the right side of the lane had the ball dribbled away from him, but Johnson Brock touched it last, so the possession will stay with the Indians. Pierce will inbound it on the baseline on the right side of his own basket. Justin Pierce to toss it in into the corner. Into Jet Farwell. Here comes Farwell in the paint. Fall away jump shot. Got it. And he's fouled. Oh, nice move. Nice move by Jet Farwell. He went right into the teeth of the defense, elevated, got the jump shot to fall, and drew the personal. He'll be shooting the and one.
And that foul was on Garrison Bowie, making it his 1st personal foul and their 10th team foul.
Free throw is up short off the front of the rim. Won't go. Bowie called for that personal. All right, here comes Johnson Brock. That's Buckmeyer with the basketball. Inside the paint, Behrens. Oh, nice move to the bucket. The left-handed shot by Jalen Behrens. Jalen now has 4 points. Coming up on the 3-minute mark. Spin move in the paint. Farwell. Now the Pawnee City, that drive game is coming alive. As Farwell just put her down again for his 4th field goal here in the second half. There's a shot by Behrens. It's up. Won't go. Blocked away. Whistle and a foul. Most likely on Horst. We'll see. Bryson Horst, I think, is going to get called. Yes, he will. Number 11.
Foul is on Bryson Horst. He has 1st personal foul and their 7th team foul.
Jalen Behrens at the free throw line shooting 2. The first one is up and off. No good. He does have 4 points on a pair of field goals. Behrens will have a 2nd shot coming here with 3 minutes even to play in the ballgame. Jalen Behrens, 2nd free throw. It's off the back of the iron. Doesn't go. And the rebound to Martini. Joseph Martini down court. Works to the left side of the lane. Martini tries to work one-on-one against Behrens. Ball dribbled away. Grabbed up by Jet Farwell. Fall away shot. Farwell doesn't go. Ball goes out of bounds. Touch last by Johnson Brock. Good job of battling into there by Bryson Horst. He was in the middle of 3 defenders going after that basketball. Johnson Brock touched it last, so Pawnee City will retain possession of the ball. They'll play it in on the baseline under their own basket. Looks like we're getting some subs into the ball game for the Indians. Trey Kling checks in. Timeout taken on the floor, and we've got a timeout.
Welcome to
Side for a 30-second break on Sunny 101.3.
Welcome to U.S. Cellular, where new and current customers choose any phone they want for free.
Free? Even the one with 5G and lots of storage?
Free.
And the one with the latest everything?
Free.
At U.S. Cellular, any phone you see is free, whether you're a new or current customer. U.S. Cellular, America's locally grown wireless. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
For U.S. Cellular, go to A1 Cellular in Auburn, Nebraska.
Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula, Aubrey Critchfield, back with you again here at Johnson Brock High School. 2:44 to play, 65-43 your score, Johnson Brock on top. Reminder, we'll be back tomorrow night for girls' district finals. Bruning Davenport Shickley in town to take on the Johnson Brock Lady Eagles. On the line there, a trip to the state basketball tournament next week in Lincoln. 7 o'clock tip-off tomorrow night here on Sunny. Here's a long three from the corner for Pawnee City. Put up and off, no good. That shot launched by Bryson Horst. Johnson Brock into forecourt. Brody Kaler with the ball. Up top to Chase Van Winkle. Van Winkle across court pass. Hayden Gravatt with the ball. Comes back to Van Winkle. We've got some players in off the bench now. Van Winkle to the right side. Finds Brody Kaler. Just passing it around the top of the key. Hayden Gravatt feeds to the corner left side. Garrison Bowie in the ball game. Dalton Knippelmeyer up off the bench, getting ready to check in at the next stoppage and play. That's Bowie feeding it inside to Kaler. Kaler stands at the top of the key. Johnson Brock very patient here with 2 minutes to go in the ball game, up 65-43. Eagles not trying to take it to the hoop. To the near side, it comes over to Austin Meyer, who's also in the lineup now for the Eagles. Meyer into the corner to Brody Kaler. Kaler comes up top. Now we're going to have a timeout just for a substitution, I believe. Dalton Knippelmeyer will check into the lineup for Johnson Brock. For Pawnee City, Grant Durier, a 5'4 freshman, checks in. We're going to keep it here live right now. We want to talk a little bit about what has transpired with the boys' sub-districts. Because of the bad weather in northern Nebraska, not all of the boys' sub-districts are able to be played tonight. As a result of that, we won't have pairings in the boys' district finals until Saturday morning. So there will be no district finals played on Saturday. They'll all be pushed to Monday and Tuesday of next week. Kind of scrunches us up against the girls' state tournament, but that's the way it's going to happen. All right, back to live action. Johnson Brock with the basketball. On the near side, that's Meyer. Meyer comes to the corner with it. Hayden Gravatt. Gravatt up top. Dalton Knippelmeyer. Knippelmeyer has the ball dribbled away at the top of the key. Gives chase. Knippelmeyer falls on top of the defender. Getting the steal was Bryson Horst. Knippelmeyer made a stab for the ball and landed up falling on top of Horst. I believe they're going to call a foul on Dalton Knippelmeyer. That'll be his first, I believe.
Yes, that is Dalton Knippelmeyer's first personal foul and their 11th team foul.
Yeah. Bryson Horst at the line shooting two in the double bonus. First shot is up and off. We stop counting at 10 once we get to the double bonus, but it's something north of 10 team fouls. Bryson Horst ready for his second free throw attempt. It's on the way. It's short off the front of the rim, and the rebound comes down to Johnson Brock's Garrison Bowie. Down court on the dribble to the right side. That's Van Winkle with the ball. Van Winkle feeds it underneath to Meyer. Meyer lost a handle out of bounds, but I think it was tipped under there by Horst. So it'll stay with Johnson Brock. Another sub into the ball game for Johnson Brock. That's Grady Behrens making his first appearance tonight for the Eagles. Grady Behrens into the game. Into the corner, Hayden Gravatt. Baseline left side. Here's a long three up and good. Trying, who got the three? That was Bowie, I believe. Garrison Bowie nailed a three from the corner down the left side. There's a three. Joseph Martini up and off, no good. Rebound, Horst follow shot. It doesn't go. And the rebound comes down to Johnson Brock Bowie. Garrison Bowie will bring it down court himself with 53 seconds to play in the ball game. To the left side. Into the corner, looking for Knippelmeyer. He comes to the near foul. That's Austin Meyer for three. Off the rim, no. Rebound, Pawnee City. Kling comes up with it. Trey Kling with the rebound. Outlet pass, Martini. Joseph Martini, 6'1 senior, playing his final minute of high school basketball for the Indians. Martini for three. No, couldn't get it. Ball tipped out of bounds. Touch last by Pawnee City. It'll be Johnson Brock's basketball. Again, we invite you to stay with us for the post-game show. We'll have a complete scoring recap for you here on Sunny 101.3 and on Johnson Brock Strive TV for that postgame. All right, Johnson Brock's basketball in the forecourt. Hayden Gravatt. Gravatt coming out to challenge him. Grant Duryea, the freshman, chasing after him defensively. 10 seconds to go. Pawnee City may just let him dribble it out. Austin Meyer handles the ball. Goes back over to Gravatt with it. Now Dalton Knippelmeyer, the senior, will hold the ball as the time runs down. There's the buzzer and the ball game. Your final score tonight, Johnson Brock 68 and Pawnee City 43. We'll step aside for a two-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with a post-game scoring recap after this two-minute break on Sunny 101.3.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
February is Heart Month, so here are some tips from Nemaha County Hospital to live a heart-healthy life. Be active. Eat a heart-healthy diet. Limit alcohol intake. Maintain a healthy weight. Manage stress, and keep cholesterol and blood pressure under control. Taking care of your heart is one of the most important things you can do for yourself. Nemaha County Hospital, providing you with quality care every time.
Poppy Realty and Farm Management is located in the old Fall City Journal building at 1810 Harlan Street. Brian Poppy, serving southeast Nebraska and northeast Kansas, is looking to expand your farmland. Or if you need to expand your ranch, call Brian Poppy. Poppy Realty also has homes for sale and does auctions. Call Brian Poppy today and let him help you get in the home or get the farmland you want. Poppy Realty in Fall City. Call 402-245-5808.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
The Tri-State Region's